So on Mem Hey Amid Aleph, the Gemara quotes a famous Agada. The number of Shimon ben Pazi. Rav Shimon ben Pazi said, "Minayin, from where do we know the halacha she'ein hamitargim rishai lagbia kol yodim min hakol?" Right? Where do we know that a translator of the Torah, right? In those days, when someone would be, they would do kriyas the Torah, there was someone who was literally standing up there and going portion by portion, translating into Aramaic. That was the Meturgaman. So how do we know that this Meturgaman, he's not allowed to raise his voice louder than the original reader of the Torah? When the person doing the laning, Shinamar, as the Pasuk says, Moshe Yidaber V'Helokim Ya'anena Bakol. Then Moshe spoke and Hashem answered, Hashem responded in a voice. She'in Talam Lomer Bakol. The word Bakol, that Hashem responded in a voice, isn't necessary. So Ma'a Talam Lomer Bakol, what does that word mean? Bekol Shel Moshe, meaning in Moshe's voice, meaning not any louder than Moshe's voice. There's a very fascinating comment by the Me'ah Shiluach in Parshas Yisro, actually, specifically on this line in the Gemara. He points out that, you know, really the question that he says is Tosus's question, the Riff's question, right? That it seems opposite here. That here, the way we seem to be translating it is that Moshe spoke and Hashem answered Bakol. Hashem only spoke in his voice, meaning in the voice of Moshe, right? If you equate the story with Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking on Har Sinai, with the halacha of Ein Matargim Rishai LaHagbil Kol Yoter Min HaKorei, it seems bizarre and it seems backwards that we're saying as if Hashem is the Meturgaman here, that Hashem is the translator and Moshe is the original reader. And okay, so Tosos has his whole theory there. You can ayin shem and Tosos that Hashem, knowing that Moshe is the Meturgaman and needs to speak loud enough to give to the whole people, you know, spoke a certain volume so that Moshe would be able to speak loud because he knew that Moshe wouldn't be able to speak lower than that and still communicate to everyone. You can look at Tosos, but the Me'ah Shiluach offers a different approach. The Me'ah Shiluach points out, he says, really, Moshe was the one who said the Aser Shedibros, right? Then Moshe, you know, said the shoresh of the other things. He said the source. And those words, you know, that he spoke were what actually came out into the world. But we know that the Luchos were not just chakuk onto Luchos, that the Ten Commandments, the Aser Shedibros, were not just engraved onto the Luchos, but rather they were chakuk onto the hearts of the Jewish people, that they're engraved in the hearts of Jewish people. So Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't do that. Hashem is the one who takes something and engraves it on your heart. And so really, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying over the Aseret HaDibros, and Hashem being the Meturgaman, being the translator, what's a translator's job? He takes something and makes it meaningful to you. If you didn't understand Hebrew, but you understood Aramaic, the Meturgaman was there to take that Hebrew and make it make sense to you. If someone doesn't understand a pasuk, he translates it in English, you're a Meturgaman for him. You are what's helping agreement on the hearts. So Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking out the Aseret HaDibros, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one ensuring that it was getting engraved on their hearts. So therefore, the parallel works out. And Hashem wanted to show that, no, it's still Moshe who's significant, right? Lo Navi kam b'Yisrael ke Moshe, right? That there's not going to be a Navi, you know, in the Jewish people like Moshe, that he's the greatest. So Hashem made sure not to kind of overshow him or shine over him when Hashem was doing this miraculous thing of engraving on the heart. So it's a nice teich from the Me'ah Shiluach, but what's really fascinating about it is what the Me'ah Shiluach is saying is a yesod for inspiration. That sometimes we try to figure out what inspires us. And it's true, we do have trends and we can learn from our own selves and our own experiences about, you know, oh, I get inspired when I see a lot of Jews in one place, or when I, you know, hear amazing Ramazim from the Torah, or when I hear, and you know, when I see an incredible Talmud Chacham and, you know, how they know everything at their fingertips, or from a Kumzitz. We know what inspires. We know what's chakuk on our hearts. But ultimately, we have to recognize that really, what's the makor for everything being chakuk on our hearts? It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, there's no Meturgaman. There's no middleman. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Meturgaman. That obviously, the source is the Torah, and it all goes back to the Torah. And Hashem was being chokik the Torah onto our hearts, and true inspiration comes and is sourced in Torah. But each and every person has it engraved on their heart in a different way, and that's from Hashem. There's no logic, there's no rhyme or reason. You can't educate someone on how to be inspired. You can't train your children to be inspired in a way that's convenient to you or logical to you. everyone's going to have a different nekuda that talks to them. Why? Because ultimately, when the Torah is being conveyed, like Moshe Rabbeinu, the miturgaman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not Rishai, is not allowed to overpower that. And his job is just to take that Torah and engrave it on everyone's heart. And ultimately, that comes from Hashem, and it doesn't come from the one giving over the Torah. It doesn't come from the Moshe Rabbeinu. So when we see different people, and we, you know, when we're sharing Torah, and when we're having Torah shared with us, we should recognize that that Torah, to be inspirational, to be chakuk onto anyone's heart, takes a different path for each individual. And it's a beautiful, I mean, a little bit radical if you think about the ramifications of it, but a beautiful idea from the Meir Shulach, from the Ishbitzer.